Alrighty, I'm out of breath.
I'm out of breath.
I'm tired. I want to go home. MLS stuff. We're getting close to the deck. I think they let pass a pretty quiet week for transactions. But the Canadians got pretty busy.
Taylor Malice put on the
Got contract.
MLS first 11.
He's there. He's there. Montreal signing Eduardo Sobrango. He's been there for a while with the Impact, but officially signing for the big boy club.
Are we going to call them the Impact, or can we call them Le Impact?
The Impact.
Le Impact.
Le Impact.
Le Impact.
He needs to be more nasally. Le Impact. Oh, yeah, Sobrango is a 38-year-old Cuban, 24 caps, but left Cuba in 88 and became a Canadian citizen. So, unofficially, he's Canadian.
That guy's a hipster.
There's actually rumors
he didn't even go to America.
Of Montreal even bringing in a one Lionel Messi.
Anyway, they also signed a 32-year-old defender, Matteo Ferrari. An Italian who's got some pretty decent experience.
They're expecting something with four wheels to show up. training.
I was going to say, is there a powertrain warranty on this guy?
11
if
caps.
If he's not fast, they're going to be disappointed.
He's got 11 caps.
He's got over 500 horses.
Playing for the UEFA 21s twice, two-time Olympian with a bronze medal, and playing in the slalom. Fuck you guys! I'm gonna murder you!
Having way too much fun.
And then also was in Euro 04, so some good experience. Playing with Inter Roma.
Euro 04? I thought he was a V6.
And most recently, Besiktas.
What's the 08? Got it.
Vancouver signing Etienne Barbara, a Maltese attacker, 30 caps, 3 goals for Malta. I think with the Railhawks most recently, so not that great at soccer.
I believe that's their fifth Railhawk.
Yeah. They're riding the rail real hard.
Okay. Moving on.
Other little MLS notes. Andrew Wenger, whatever.
Winger.
Dobson.
Watson. Dobson.
So Wenger plays a forward now. So the defensive player of the year plays a forward. That's
weird.
Interesting.
Okay.
But it's what it is. Also, Luke Rogers might get deported after all.
Thank God.
Because there are still some visa issues.
Get his bald ass out of here.
Can we please get this going? Send him back.
Send him back. There is one good thing if he stays.
Nothing.
It can allow me to keep hating them.
That's true.
At such a high level.
Hating Luke Rogers is among my favorite passions.
Yeah, I miss hating him. That's true.
And it allows me to hate the rival of the Philadelphia Union.
Yeah, but they still have Marquez and Henri, regardless. So
it's kind of like how
Henri
who had a girlfriend who like you didn't like. It's more fun when they break up to hate on her versus when they get back together.
Yeah, that's true.
And then you just look like a jackass.
Exactly.
You know what? Send him back. Send him back. Send him back. Send him back.
I'm good.
Nah, I love Moses.
We're sat there. Okay, so we are 5 days away from the beginning of MLS season. Good times.
And how many days away from Kansas City?
And it's 26, 25, 24,
and it's
24
more,
days.
More exciting because we've got NBC Sports Network coming up, which means more games on TV.
Loving it. Love
Lots
it.
Of good stuff.
Love it.
I believe the Union alone, I'm sure there's teams like Galaxy are going to have even more. The Union alone have 8 games on all those channels combined.
Yep. Remember, Robbie Earl also signed as the color guy. So I think I think it's going to be Saunders guy.
Arlo
White with Robbie Earl. That's going to be a nasty one, too.
Didn't Martino just go there?
I thought Martino did make the jump.
Yeah.
Then
maybe in
yesterday or today.
Yeah. So they've got a sweet lineup. There's been a lot of good.
You're a Martino fan?
I still think that James P. Conrad would have been a phenomenal choice.
He's better as an analyst. I love him as an analyst, though.
Yeah.
He's so good because he's not the kind of guy you want in the booth. Because with Dennis Miller, what happened with that at Monday Night Football? But Conrad is great as an analyst.
Give him time to rehearse what he says, and he's hysterical.
Well, not just because.
Well, if we run out, there's always Marcelo Balboa.
Or it's John Harkes, but we're never going to employ him.
Marcelo Balboa.
Choke on each other.
Bring him back.
Okay, so MLS Cup MLS preview. Let's go through who we have for, I guess, the individual awards, going from bottom up. Golden Boot, do you guys have for this year's leading scorer?
Robbie Keane.
Robbie Keane, interesting. I have Sebla too, honestly.
Really?
I do.
Do you think that they're going to score goals?
I think with their offense, they have a lot of attacking potential, and they're going to score a lot. Vancouver has been scoring a lot of goals.
I was thinking about this.
They've scored a lot of goals.
I do appreciate the fact that Los Angeles has that many good players to where the goals are probably going to be spread around. But I also think that they are going to annihilate some teams so much, and to the point where that's really not going to affect the goal-scoring totals that much.
You have to remember that Keane's going to be leaving for a month to go to the Euros.
Yeah.
Ooh. Good call.
I do that.
I don't...
That's tough.
This is going to sound crazy because of the team that he plays for, but Wondolowski.
He was...
He's always in there, no matter how underwhelming San Jose is.
I mean, he's
back. He finds a way to put the ball in
the
net.
He's back-to-back Golden Boot winner, and he's close to it. It was a toss between him and Letou, so.
I don't think they're going to be any worse than last year.
We could see a repeat of last year with Dayro, because he actually has a team around him now.
Wondolowski went last year, don't tell me that. I still give credit to Wondolowski, because all of Dayro's were from penalties.
It's the Frank Lampard syndrome.
Yeah.
they tied. Even the.
Are we going to newcomer after this? Can I segue into that?
We can do that, but let me quickly rant about this.
Is it also your Golden Boot winner?
Possible.
Dayro and Wondolowski have the same amount of goals, and the tiebreaker for most goals scored is assists. Shouldn't it be actual goals compared to penalties?
Probably.
That's my opinion, and that's why I give Wondolowski last year's Golden Boot. Nothing against what Dayro did. But if you're going to give an award for goal scoring, assists should be relevant. That's my little rant there.
Also to consider for newcomer of the year, well, and for Golden Boot for that matter, Chris Boyd.
May quickly
because that dude puts the ball in the net everywhere he goes, and he's already been doing it this preseason, and he looks to be where the Timbers are going to look for their goals. And I think that because he played in Scottish, he's familiar with our style of play. He'll do just fine as far as the transition goes. He could be one of the best TP signings we've seen in a long time.
Yeah, I've got a lot of hope for Chris Boyd. I think it would be a very good addition to that, especially with Portland losing Kenny Cooper.
He's their it goal scorer.
He's the guy there.
Yep.
And
so that's,
I'd count him for at least 10 goals.
So that's your newcomer?
Newcomer, yeah.
It's going to be dick move, but Edson Buttle.
Not eligible.
He's not?
Not eligible.
So who?
The league.
He's a newcomer.
He's not. He's been there before, though.
He's an oldcomer.
It's zero MLS appearances.
Fine. Then I'll take another Blas Perez.
I've got Blas Perez as well.
Okay. What's next?
You mean DC's going to be leaning heavily, or DC Dallas is going to be leaning heavily for him on goals? And there's going to be a one Breck Shea who's going to feed him those goals.
Breck Shea is going to be 35 yards away and go, fuck this, and just score himself.
Yeah, but Shea's also going to have a bunch of other things to deal with.
You mean like the Olympics and stuff?
Yeah, Olympics and World Cup qualifiers. So.
Also very true.
But I think having Ferreira back for a full season is going to help.
Yeah,
Perez is a good finisher, though.
What's that?
Perez is a good finisher.
He's a great finisher. So he's a phenomenal finisher.
He's going to get his goals.
What's next?
Absolutely. Up next, Coach of the Year.
I don't know how to.
I'm saying Bruce Arena just because I think Galaxy are going to be so far ahead of everyone.
Hans Bacca. Kidding.
Funny joke.
No, you're supposed to move your hand and then slap him.
That's what I was expecting, actually. I was never expecting you to pull away from
that. Because remember, the weight's the worst part.
Oh, it is the worst. Crap. Nah, I don't know if I can pick anybody else. No. Give me. Ben Olsen.
Hey-o! Benny Olsen. DC will be... There's a good chance DC can win the East this year.
They have a very good squad, and they did themselves a hell of a lot of good in the offseason. And Ben Olsen is at the helm there, and I gotta say, he might be the guy to put it all together. And if he does, definitely coach of the year.
He's my pick.
There's another guy. I forget who's the new Toronto FC manager.
Aaron Vincent.
I think he's going to have a chance at it just because I think Aaron Toronto's going to be very good this year. Like, top three in the East.
Really?
Yeah. We've been saying for a long time, TFC is like 1 year away.
They were really starting to show it at the end of last year with their additions.
Those fans deserve it, by God.
Yes, they are they're the most loyal fans in the league.
Absolutely. Okay, what's next?
Notice how no one said Mr. Novak.
Notice how there's zero chance he gets that award.
Zero.
I know.
Because his players hate him.
Yeah. And then his ass is going to be gone next winter.
Next Aaron Vincer.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Giggity.
Goalkeeper of the year.
Ugh, that's a good one. I want to say Saunders only because his team will just stop other teams from scoring goals. But
that's my logic. Just pick whatever starter
allows least amount of goals. I love how all of these thoughts have started with the Galaxy for me and then moved down to like the rest of the league.
Well, my thought for Manager of the Year is Bruce Arena has way too many weapons not to win the league. And if he doesn't not win the league, he doesn't deserve Manager of the Year.
Yeah.
Because basically it's saying, hey guys, don't kill each other, they win the league.
That's pretty much it. Goalkeeper of the Year.
It could even be someone who's just on a terrible team like Matt Rhys, who's just going to get worked out all the time.
Matt, you see, Rhys is a very good goalkeeper. He's so injury prone right now. And there's going to be a lot of time from Shuttleworth. He's going to get a lot of time this year.
I said go Saunders.
Yeah, I'm going Saunders. So
go Saunders?
They're just not going to give up goals.
Yeah.
So his goals against average could be like 0.4 a game.
Yeah, even though he doesn't really do much.
I think Dan Kennedy didn't get enough love last year just because he had a shitty team, but he played the best, I think, when he goalkeeper in the league.
Huh, okay.
But my pick is actually Tally Hall. Because that kid is ridiculous. He makes some incredible saves.
The back of his head is ridiculous.
It's ridiculous, indeed.
I'm really expecting Zach McMath, though, to have a big year, too.
I agree. He'll have a very good year.
I hope so, because he's along got this Jekyll and Hyde Johnson kind of performance thing going on. Yeah. I don't really like.
Defender of the Year. Who do we have there?
Defender of the Year? Who do you got? Well, I'm actually thinking about this.
I'd like to be a homer and just say Sheehan.
Not bad.
But Defender of the Year always seems to go to a center back.
Yeah.
Williams was one of my options for my best 11. I think he'd be the best wing back, but wing backs don't make these rosters.
That's what I mean. It's... And no Gonzalez.
Yeah, Gonzo's out.
My pick is Jeff Cameron. My pick. I got Jeff Cameron there.
He's going to be playing center back like half the time.
Wild card, bitches. Aiko Parra stays healthy the whole year, wows everybody.
That's not bad.
It could work.
But Cameron has said, like, I think Dom is sticking with Cameron.
If they go to the Olympics, he's going to be missing a lot of time.
He will be. But
Can get traded twice in one season and win MVP, a guy can miss time.
Does anyone have the stones to say George John?
Absolutely not. We should do biggest flop, like the shitty awards, too.
The shitty awards.
Let's do that. Let's wing those when we're done with this here.
Okay.
So Williams, Opara, and I got Jeff Cameron. Cameron is playing Fulham center back now this year, they said.
Cool. What's next?
Well, that's what I say. I'll believe it when the season's
that's
over.
Very true.
I'm guessing midfielder year is next?
Not an award.
Weird. Okay, what's next?
Rookie of the year.
Rookie of the year. Darren Maddox.
I'm going to say Wenger. He's going to go in as a starter.
I've heard a lot of love for Kellen Rowe because he had a great preseason.
He's also an excellent player.
He's a very good player, but my problem is he's playing Benny's role at the same time. And New England is not a good team.
No, not at all.
So I think Kellen Rowe will have a great season, but Darren Maddox is a man possessed right now. He is angry that he didn't get picked first. He wants to embarrass
blood. He wants
also,
blood.
If someone gets injured, one of the forwards for Scoring KC, I think Dom Dwyer could really put up some nice numbers.
But that would require one of them getting hurt, because honestly, there ain't no way he's breaking the lineup right now.
Yeah.
But Kamara will be gone for African duty, because they had some qualifiers.
Teal.
Teal Bonnery might go to the Olympics.
Hey,
maybe.
Might.
No. I say no.
Sapong might spend some time with the men's team at some point, I think.
I think he very well might.
So, yeah, they're stacked right now, but I think Dwyer's going to get a lot of good time just because there's so many spots to fill there, too.
Yeah.
He'll at least get spot starts.
And remember, Jefferson's no longer there. Jefferson went back to Brazil.
Sure. They still have Simi Sad and his ball collection.
One I have blank still. MVP. I still have nobody. This is going to be one of those just spit a name out because there's so many things to account this season.
I want to say Latu, and then as he gives his speech after the award, he just kind of flips the finger
ready,
and gives
ready,
it to
ready, ready, ready,
have?
Freddie Adu.
No.
Surprises everybody and is the player we thought he was going to be because he's healthy, he's starting, he's the number 10, number 11, I suppose, and just kicks ass because honestly, who was going to feed anybody anything on that team? What? Okay, Roger Torres, fine. But they're going to count on Freddie a lot, and to be honest, if he can be that player from the Gold Cup,
there's no way Freddie's winning MVP.
Is Freddie your real pick?
Because I have absolutely no other.
Is that your real
pick? I have just as much confidence in that pick as I do any other pick.
That's not that far fetched.
I started with the Galaxy and go, well, six players on that team could be the MVP, but that could be the problem in one of them being the MVP. And from there down, you're not looking at a whole lot of options. Wando.
I'm gonna say Osvaldo Alonso, because I think he should have won it last year. He's gonna fucking still do his thing this year.
I think Ozzy will deserve it, but not get it again, because I was this close to having Alonso as the MVP. But
it's
again,
such bullshit.
It's absolutely bullshit. It's the same reason wingbacks don't get best 11 or defender of the year.
True.
Because last year Donovan may have been a better defender than Gonzalez, but you're center back, so you're gonna win it over the wingback.
Yeah.
In politics, I'm still going with Ozzy, because I love him.
I want to. I love the way he plays. Just hard. He's a hard player.
Him and Sheila are my favorite MLS players.
I watched him in the first match that the Sounders ever played, and I sat there and was like, Cuban, I wish he was American.
Oh, God, yes. Oh, God. He's a much better version of Mastroianni.
Oh, for sure.
Even with his, he couldn't hit a ball, too.
Can you imagine putting him in the middle with Junior?
Jesus Christ, we'd break people. People would die. You know what? Fuck it. It's my pick, Graham Zusi. The kid's
I was just going to say that.
He's going to have a huge year.
And he's serving balls up to all these good attacking players.
Yes.
He could finish with 20 assists.
I don't know about 20, but I could definitely 15. See 15. Sure.
I'm going to go Graham Zusi MVP.
Graham Cracker. Graham Graham.
All right. Since you guys don't know the Champions League thing, we'll go with that next. Who's your
that is on tonight, isn't it?
Tomorrow.
Why?
Tonight is Borrell Monterrey.
Okay. So the MLS teams go Wednesday, Thursday?
Yeah, because there are four American and one Canadian entrants for the Champions League.
Okay.
One is the Open Cup, one is the Supporters' Shield, one is the MLS Cup, and one is the Supporters' Shield runner-up, I believe.
So,
okay.
And
so
then
is MLS finally going to take it?
If the Galaxy win against TFC, which is going to be tougher than people believe it is,
I
think that the Galaxy have a better shot at it than RSL did last year, and RSL had it on their freaking doorstep.
And it's going to be especially hard because I think it's going to be a little more level than the talent would suggest just because they haven't been playing actual matches, competitive matches.
But that's what's nice about this is that, to be honest, once you get down into that final, MLS had only been in season for 2 months, whereas in Mexico with those teams, they've been going hard, and they're in the home stretch.
Yeah.
So there's an argument to be made.
Beat the shit teams.
Exactly. So right now it's a tough thing, and we're going to probably see at least one MLS team exit where they probably shouldn't. But I don't see a reason why that negative can't be a positive later on in the tournament.
Well, let's do this here. I was going to go predictions for this or next year, but let's go with who we think how to do this year.
Galaxy, I'm picking an MLS squad, and they're going to do it.
So you have the Galaxy winning it all.
Runner-up. How great would it be if we got two MLS clubs in the final and it didn't even matter?
We can't.
Oh.
Because they're all on the same side.
Are you serious?
What's the bracket? Bracket, please. Bracket, please.
They're all on the same. It'll be a Mexican team in the final for sure.
Yeah, at least one Mexican club.
So how does Seattle do against Santos in the opening leg?
I don't think they win.
I'm looking forward to seeing...
Would you be in favor of a Galaxy Sounders, Sonny?
I would like it, but it's not going to happen because Herc wants to beat Ziggy very bad.
Yeah, he's got a vendetta against that guy.
There's been some bad blood recently, and I like Seattle, but they just don't do well in tournament play. I think we'll have seats.
So you'd like it if Santos advanced with Herc scoring?
God, this is tough because...
You are not supposed to like Mexican clubs.
That's the thing here, because the thing is, Seattle has how many American internationals on their roster?
Barely one.
None.
Ooh.
Brad Evans came on
very
tail end of this shit.
That's right.
So technically,
and Santos has Herc.
Yeah.
Who doesn't even consider himself a U.S. international.
Yes,
so...
ex-U.S. international.
Nor should he, the way he's been treated.
This hurts. Because my love for Herc absolutely outweighs my love for the Sounders.
No, but my
the
love
matter,
for MLS...
No matter, you still want the Galaxy
a,
to beat whoever, right?
Yes.
Okay. I picked the Galaxy to beat whoever wins that.
I'm thinking Monterey, too, from that top part.
We have the Galaxy champion. I agree. I think the Galaxy's going to win.
So do I.
And then, does Seattle beat Santos Laguna?
I say Santos wins and loses to Galaxy.
I agree.
That's going to be real tough because, to be honest, if you're talking about home and home, I can't think of a more tough MLS place to play than going to Seattle, especially because
but
it's
look
a
what happened
flight.
With,
what if it was raining? Like
look
Seattle.
What happened in the playoffs, MLS Cup last year. Seattle did not do well at home.
That's true.
Because remember, they're a great home team in the regular season. When it comes to cup play, they just fall apart.
That's true. They usually do.
With the exception of the Open Cup.
Yeah, well, they actually won.
Are we just going to call that the Sounders Cup now?
Yeah.
Pretty much should be. I don't know. The point is that whoever wins that becomes the Galaxy's bitch. And that's how it's going to be.
Yeah, we all agree Galaxy win it all.
Yep.
Okay, Open Cup winner. Who do you guys got this year? Open Cup winner.
Open Cup winner. I'm going to give that one to the Union, if they're still in.
Interesting.
Because they're very deep and very young.
Team.
Because they're deep and young, and especially with things like the Open
they're
Cup.
Deep.
Where
they have four defenders on their roster. They're anything but deep.
Oh, sorry. This is last year.
We were working with
I'm
no left
about.
Back last year.
You had a left mid playing left back. And you lost the leading scorer.
I have a surprise pick that you guys might enjoy.
What?
Yeah.
Orlando City.
I very much like that. I love that pick.
That's pretty cool.
Because that's just stones right there.
Yeah.
Orlando they come up City. Big. They come up big against the big teams when they play them.
I really like that a lot. Plus, they're in the Champions League the next year, too.
That'd be sweet.
I love that.
Question, if they were to come into the league the year and then abandon their other franchise, would that team be entered into the Champions League?
That's a good question.
That's a really good legal question that I'm sure would actually probably go to court.
If the team folds and then moves to different league, do they still get the right?
That's tough.
That's a really good question. I really like this.
Ooh.
We're just blowing your mind right now.
I like this a lot. This is good podcasting right here. This
yeah,
is
this is really nice. All right, so definitely not the Union because I just remember them having young players that I can... Think with like, hey, they should be playing somewhere, but then they never do.
You pick the Union.
If we do that, if we put backups in the U.S. Open Cup, it's probably going to be like Hoffman and Jack Mack starting up top.
My pick is the Shadow Fire. The Fire do well in the Cup traditionally, and they're going to be very motivated after last year. I think they've got a lot of good players coming up. I think they're a good team.
Milwaukee Bavarians. Boom, headshot.
I got the Fire winning and then going to, yeah. So our Open Cup champions are the Fire, the Union, and Orlando City. I love this podcast.
go harder.
Let's
go.
Exactly. We got two left. Is that it?
Supporters Shield, what do we got?
I say both go to the Galaxy. It's going to be a very, very thorough beating of the league.
Definitely the Galaxy for this. I mean, for MLS Cup, you could say
yeah,
they fall asleep for a game or two and can get knocked out. But
over the course of the full season?
Yeah. Something that shows, like, a larger sample size, their skill is going
to
show.
Over the course of the full season, LA is going to run away with the league.
If they don't win the league by double digits, I'll be disappointed.
They may have it clinched with a month and a half to go.
Wouldn't be surprised.
The Shield?
Yeah. They're going to run
I foresee away. Many 3 points and not very many 1 points and even fewer 0 points.
Will they be the first team to go undefeated in the season?
Undefeated?
Undefeated.
I say they break the points record.
Okay.
I don't think they're going undefeated.
Which I believe we did look up at a previous time and decided that it was at least plausible.
Yeah. Okay. So what are the odds of them going undefeated? What do you think the chances are?
Like, oh, God, I'd give you something real long.
I'd give you chances of undefeated. I'd say 10-1.
10-1?
Okay,
those are good odds. I'm thinking Vegas 100-1.
I'm thinking like 50 or 75-1 like that.
Yeah.
Because remember, they're gonna lose Beckham, they're gonna lose Donovan, Gonzalez is out, they're gonna lose Keane.
Well, Donovan's out right now.
That's true. And it's a long season.
Copy.
But even with that, a lot of the guys that you are saying aren't part of the defense.
What? Donovan? Beckham? Keane?
That's true.
Well, they're midfielders, but they're not part of that back four. And if they're not giving up goals...
Yeah. And they have Leonardo back, which is huge. And
if they had Gonzo, holy crap.
Yeah, Juninho was close to my MVP pick, because he's going to have a sweet, sweet year.
Yeah, he should. Just another year of continuity with the team.
Yeah.
All right, so...
MLS Cup, who do we got?
Pick the Galaxy with full confidence.
Galaxy? Who do they beat?
Are you writing these down?
I am.
Yeah, he is. It's actually a really good idea. Hold me to my picks. Finally, somebody holds me accountable for something.
Because the MLS Cup, with the Galaxy winning Sporting Shield, the runner-up goes to the Champions League.
Sporting KC. Ugh. Throw that at the wall and see if it sticks.
Who you got, Robbie?
Sporting KC or Cleveland?
Galaxy defeating TFC.
I thought about that for just a quick second, but I decided to let that thought go because it was a dumb thought.
Our first Canadian United States final?
I think that would be.
This is interesting then, in terms of Champions League.
You should have said Montreal win the Shield, and then because then on December 1st we'd be playing the final in Montreal.
That's sexy.
That'd be great in the snow.
I've got Kansas City winning over. Who's going to be the Western Conference sleeper this year?
You really think that the Galaxy are going to fall?
I do. I really think they're going to fall apart.
I could definitely see it just because those guys are going to be going to other tournaments and stuff, and they could be just completely spent by the end.
That and my biggest concern is not being...
Plus, the MLS isn't one of the more less physical leagues. It's very rough.
My biggest concern is not being a cohesive unit is my biggest concern.
Mm-hmm. I can understand that.
I'm going to go Kansas City over Portland, just for fun.
What, Chris Boyd ends up with 25 goals this year?
I just think that they sneak into the playoffs and make a huge run, like what Houston did.
Okay.
Because you always had a team that makes a big run. I mean, you had Colorado last year. The year before that was RSL. One team sneaks in and makes a huge run. And I think it's going to be Portland this year.
Okay.
So, in terms of the other Champions League spots, one of them goes to the Canadian Championship.
Is now actually interesting.
Yeah, because it used to be TFC every year. So now is it Toronto, Vancouver, or Montreal who gets it?
Well, Toronto. I say that they do have a much better team this year. Montreal, I don't know where their goals are going to come from because relying on Justin Braun is probably something that you shouldn't do, being that Chivas has done it before. And
well, if I pick...
Vancouver is a good squad, but TFC is vastly improved.
And I'm still wondering if Jade America can hold his shit together for a whole year.
Yeah.
Well, if I pick TFC in the final of MLS Cup, does that mean it goes to second place of the Canadian Cup?
I would assume so.
Yeah, that's probably true.
So then I guess I'd have Vancouver in. Because I think Montreal is going to be...
Actually, TFC can't qualify through MLS Cup because of the American competition.
So then it would be the runner-up of MLS and who?
I don't know what happened in that case, because the Supporters' Shield runner-up...
I like how this has been just so out so, of the realm of possibility before that nobody
even knew. We are just exposing the MLS and its rules right now.
It's the CONCACAF rules here, not MLS. It's CONCACAF.
Well, it's still MLS. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Benny, who's your... Because you've got LA, Philly, and Kansas City. Who is the other team that sneaks in the Champions League?
Now, so, would this be the...
I believe it goes to Supporters' Shield runner-up Canadian, at this point.
Oh, the Supporters' Shield runner-up?
Because you have Toronto in.
I do have Toronto in.
Because it's MLS Cup and Supporter Shield, but you have...
That's difficult.
Yeah.
See, I want to say Seattle, but I just don't know if they're the same team without Casey Keller at the back.
And that's why they weren't in any of my thoughts for winning.
It's really difficult for them to move on from having a fearless leader like that.
I'm sure Gisbering's going to be a nice player, but I just don't think...
He's no Casey Keller.
Even from the emotional standpoint, because how many points did Casey Keller win by being Casey Keller?
A lot. Jeez. I don't even...
Are you OCD Houston? Me over there?
Houston?
Houston?
Houston.
Okay.
Solid side all the time. Never underestimate a dunk in the East.
He has KC as another option.
Yeah.
So, Robbie, you went crazy over here, buddy.
I really think Orlando City has a crack at it.
So I think Orlando. Who do they beat in the final?
In the final,
Seattle.
I'm going to say Seattle.
Okay. And then
actually, no, DC United.
DC United. I like DC could have a good year.
I predict that they'll have a much better year than they did before.
Can you imagine watching? Friggin' U.S. Cup final watching Orlando City beat DC United at fucking RFK.
That'd be awesome. And then who's your Supporter Shield runner-up this year?
Well, I have Galaxy first. I'll dust KC.
So the only unanimous picks are Sporting Kansas City and L.A. for the champ. Oh, and Toronto.
Well, none of you guys had Orlando City get me?
I don't, but I'm pulling for them so hard.
Oh, absolutely.
It's absurd. Oh.
Well, they drew the Union 1-1 per season. And I'm sure they played other MLS squads.
Yeah. Let's see. Who's going to be the first coach fired?
First coach fired. Every fiber of my being wants to be Hans Bacca, but I don't know if that's going to be realistic.
His ass ain't going nowhere.
No way.
I think Red Bull has this kind of, like, international thing of trying to screw over the U.S. youth movement.
Well, just the fact that the...
Who's the Chivas manager?
Yeah. The Chivas manager is it Dennis Williams? Or Dennis Hamlin?
I could see Oscar Pereja getting fired.
Because my pick is the USA, Chivas USA manager. Robin Fraser.
Yeah, I say he gets the can. Oh, wait, did Vancouver ever pick up a real manager? Or are they still sitting on Tom Soane trying to hire somebody? Because if that's the case, Soane's out.
Vancouver's manager is Martin Rennie, that's what I thought.
Oh, okay. It'll be Robin Fraser.
Yeah.
It'll be him.
Robbie, who you got?
You know how badly I want to say no back.
I know you do.
But I think he's going to ride out this whole season. And then before a decision gets made.
But seriously, Pereja over in Colorado, that dude lacks top-level managerial experience.
In a
pretty big way.
While we're just going wild, I'm going to put up...
Bruce Arena!
No. They start struggling the season, and because they're...
Stoke City.
Club has such high expectations and put so much effort and money into it, it's going to be Ziggy Schmidt.
I thought about Siggy for a little bit, yeah.
I think they're going to be down this year.
Okay.
And just because they lost Keller, I think he's going to get canned for it.
And they didn't really do a whole lot to replace him.
Exactly.
Or that, or they don't have any fullbacks. And they don't have Nagel, they don't have Fusito, and they don't have,
they don't have any Freiburg anymore.
Yeah. Perfectly realistic expectation. And they have Eddie Johnson!
No, they did pick up...
Oh, no, that would have been one hell of a Golden Boot winner. Oh, boy.
You fucked up.
Yeah.
They did pick up Mark Birch, which will help solidify.
Okay.
Gonzalez is a good pickup for a wing.
Edson would have been a sneaky pick for Golden Boot.
I don't. He's done it before, and he was doing real well in Europe. I don't see why he can't do it again. Other than Robbie Keane splitting goals with him. Okay.
Let's see. Can we do? We can't do like a least goals scored.
Because that would be zero scored by many players.
Yeah. So are we gonna take crap like lowest point total this year?
We'll do a wooden spoon.
Is that the term?
How can we pick our anti-golden boot? Is there anything we can do for like the...
Anti-golden boot?
Like the cold boot? Anything we do
most
that?
Own goals?
Most missed chances?
Oh, chances blown. Eddie Johnson.
Well, that's go.
Eddie Johnson.
That goes to Chad Barrett.
Barrett's not going to get enough chances.
Eddie Johnson, without a doubt.
You really can't do anything like that for...
Robbie Finley.
There's no way that we can keep statistical track of this.
Yeah.
Just forget it. We could do own goals. That'd be pretty fun. Yeah.
Who's owned? See, we can't do a worst goalkeeper either. It's hard to do like a worst player because they get benched.
Mm-hmm.
This is all kind of technology getting whipped at us.
This is tough.
We can do this next week. We have time.
Well, who's going to be the least valuable player?
The least valuable player?
Does that mean the worst player in the MLS?
Because we all know last year LVP went to Rafa Márquez. Who's going to be the biggest, like, team cancer?
So, biggest disappointment?
That's the biggest flop. That's another one I got, too.
Biggest team cancer.
Yeah. Who's going to be this
locker room cancer?
Locker room, on the field, is the biggest, like, just absolutely shits the bed for the team.
Márquez left, right?
No.
No, he's still there. I mean, he could...
Márquez.
He could repeat. Luke Rogers.
He wants the double.
Yeah. No. Let's see. A part of me wants to say Blas Perez because that dude can't stick around in a club.
Blas
Perez
is a good pick.
Yeah, Blas Perez.
There's got to be a reason he leaves.
So is he your biggest flop, too?
No, I think he'll score goals. He'll just be a douchebag about it.
All right. So LVP goes to Blas Perez.
And then biggest flop, Eddie Johnson, because they actually gave up stuff for him.
Biggest flop? I don't know. I forget his name, but it's the goalie who came in to replace Keller that they got from...
Luzinaris, is that his name?
No, Gaspar.
Fair or not, Gasperning. He's going to be compared to Keller.
And he's going
to And
fail.
That's going to hurt against him, too.
Yeah,
and there's no way he can live up to that.
Nope.
I agree. It's going to be Gaspar just because of the same reason. But I'm going to pick someone else because you picked Gaspar. Who do I want to go with? I'm going to go Andrew Wenger, biggest flop.
Okay, choose a rookie.
Yeah, because... More because they passed on Darren Maddox and they're going to be compared the whole season.
True.
And then there's the whole issue of where do you play him?
True.
Maybe they'll just have him run around the field
like
Boyd.
You can't pick a rookie. No, fuck that. You can't pick a rookie.
Pick something else.
Well, my least valuable player is going to be...
Knee jerk. Go.
Least valuable. I had one. I forgot who it was.
Oh,
Bobby Conby.
No. Oh, that's a good.
That's not bad.
Well, he's on Kansas City, though. They can just say, no, you're not playing for a while.
Oh, boy.
I had someone, I forgot who it was. Son of a bitch. Well, let's go to Wooden Spoon while we're at it. Wooden Spoon.
What is that?
What does that mean again?
Who's going to finish last in the league?
Oh.
Chivas.
They're
it's like they don't want to be good.
Yeah. They're the scumbuckers.
Oh, we have this great guy, Zarek Valentin, or whatever his name is. Let's give him the to Montreal for pennies on the dollar.
Oh, Justin Braun? Yeah, we'll take a shiny nickel for him.
It's Chivas. So
it's Chivas all the way across. Yeah.
They're the only unanimous pick in everything we have here. Oh, the Galaxy winning.
I feel bad for their supporters. All 10 of them. Do more people go to Chivas matches or listen to our podcast?
Tough. Biggest flop is going to be Lee Wynn. biggest flop.
Are you expecting a lot?
And he already is.
Say, you can't say that. He's already flopped.
It's Lee Wynn.
It's preseason.
But he's going to be even worse for New England. He's just going to be terrible. But worst move in. I had someone. Let me find the name real quick.
Worst move?
Because like, we have the...
Trading Fusito and Nagel for Eddie Johnson. That was dumb as shit.
I agree. And I think that's kind of just justified by the fact that your friend was crying.
Yes, and drinking heavily. You know what? Bars in Seattle are probably pretty... Or bar owners are probably pretty happy. Because they made a lot of money that night.
What was the deal for Valentin? Wasn't it like just some draft pick?
A conditional pick or some shit?
That's just terrible.
Just poop. It was poop. God, who was I have? I had
Could
someone
you
pegged.
Just make up your mind.
I got to find it because I had him pegged.
Can we move on to something else and then when it comes to you, we can just come back to it?
We don't have much else to go on.
Exactly. So it'll come back to you really quick.
Fuck you.
Anyone have enough time to think about it?
Who did I have picked?
Don't care about Ryan's finger. What do you got?
Okay, your answer, gentlemen.
Survey says
he's such a spiteful son of a bitch that he wasn't even working.
Hey Rob,
during that.
What's your yank of the week? Let's move on without him. Rob, yank of the week. What do you got?
Young Josie.
No, I'm gonna go
no.
to Clint Dempsey.
I'm giving it to Bradley. Actually, he got man of the match in our win from us, not from other people.
Mm-hmm.
And put in a good shift as far as I saw this weekend as well.
I'm gonna go ahead and give it to Dempsey for his 2 goals for Fulham on the weekend, and also that classy finish, catching Buffon leading the wrong way, which is hard to do. How about your dig of the week?
Typically, my yank of the week is more offbeat because I like doing shit like that.
And
so
I'm gonna
give it to Terrence Boyd in the
for being a Frankie
for being
Hattic
a true
forward.
Patriot.
For
yes,
being a true Frankie
yeah. for being a straight up patriot.
Nice.
Saying,
dig of the week Nuremberg.
Just saying how. Like, he told Nickermano that his
Dick's
boner...
plural
like, he
of the
was,
week.
Basically, he...
Nuremberg's more than one man.
Not in his words. He said that I have a huge boner for the National Anthem and cannot wait to have... Like, be on the side with the anthem.
Wait,
player.
He actually... Boyd actually said he got a boner?
No, he
not in his
say
words.
Boner.
But he basically said...
Romano asked him...
I was
no,
gonna
he,
say,
he
he's
asked,
my favorite player now.
He asked Romano
He gets
what,
the home shirt for me.
He asked Romano, he said, hey, do you know what the favorite... Do you know what the best part of this is going to be? And then Romano's like, well, it's like the National Anthem. That was pretty cool. So our dick of the week, Nuremberg, for being a bunch of lying, cheating, thieving whores.
Cunts.
That's the operative word.
Jerks.
How about goal of the month?
Oh, no. My dick of the week goes to Mario Mandzukic. He's a Croatian defender who he was one who denied Wooten his first professional goal.
Oh, okay.
And that would have been an absolutely nasty, nasty
What is
goal.
The common theme here? What is the universal dick of the week? Germany.
Germany.
Germany is
the
dick
country
of the week.
Of
we're trying to avoid the 80th Reich. Or whatever one we're at now.
Anyway.
Okay, I have 2 chances for biggest flop of the year. It's both New England goalkeepers.
Flop of the year?
No, I mean for MLS.
Oh.
He's coming back to this thing.
I was
that
like,
we
how many awards
from.
Are we giving out?
It's going to be... Either New England or the New York goalkeepers,
a Pee-wee baseball
or Lee Young Pyo with Vancouver. I feel like that guy's old as shit.
Yeah,
and he has to be their defensive. I'm gonna go with the New England goal or the anyway, the Rebel goalkeepers in general.
Yeah,
I'd be good at that. All right.
All right.
What else we got? Goal of the month.
Quick soccer update. Wave one, wave lost.
wave one, wave lost. Yes.
So, and Kozlowskis went 90 in Helmut Sports win today.
Okay. No.
Goal
of the month?
Goal of the month.
Just give us your goal of the month.
Who are your goals of the month, gentlemen?
Goals? I'm only giving one, and you damn well better only give one.
I'm giving 5 is what I do every month.
This podcast is
going on way too long.
Okay, goals of the month. What do you guys got for February? Goals of the month.
I'd rather you just say yours so that I can just give my one.
Who's your goal of the month?
Who's my goal of the month?
Yep.
Clint Dempsey for beating Italy.
Okay. Rob, what you got?
That was in March.
No, it wasn't.
February 29th.
Leap day.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's mine, too, because that was such a monumental goal.
It was, yeah, it was monumental and an amazing touch from Josie after a nice pass from Fabian Johnson. Good touch. Excellent finish.
In terms of sheer all, it wasn't a jaw-dropping goal, but
it was certainly nice.
We're not undefeated on leap day. 1-0-1-0.
Okay.
Number five is Dempsey against Italy. I understand how big of a goal it was on its own, but in terms of...
You found something better.
Oh, one, he's going to put mix. Just because it's a boner goal.
No. But boner jam.
Number four 12. Was to Robbie Finley against Coventry on sometime in early February. Took a long ball off his chest and volleyed under the keeper from the top of the box. Just a classy finish from Finley, which is weird.
Okay, you're classy.
I am. Number three.
Robbie Finley, you hear that?
Number three, Hurt Gomez.
No, he didn't.
He may have missed the penalty against Chivas, but he did score a sexy looping header from 12 yards out to the far post. Just a gorgeous header. Number two, Mick Diskerud against Mexico for a reverse ninja heel kick, which was a sweet. Number one is Klaassen's free kick against Genk on the fifth.
Genk?
Which one?
Genk.
Genk. Got it. No, we just kind of like merged them together.
Genk.
Genk.
Yeah, a 30-yard curler around the wall, or around over the wall, dipping off the low to the far post. Just a gorgeous free kick. Cool. So Klaassen, goal of the month.
Can't blame you there. That was a real good one.
It was great. Yank of the month. Who do you guys got?
Yank of the month.
Dempsey. Yeah, there's so many legitimate options with this one.
Dempsey.
I'm going to go with Altidore. He's had a really, really nice strike rate this month.
Yeah, for me, Josie was the third best. It was Josie or Dempsey.
You gave me so much hope.
Yeah, it was Josie or Dempsey went for the bronze, but Josie gets bronze for me. Had an assist against Italy and hit two braces during the month. My silver was to Tim Howard. Clean sheets against Manchester City, Chelsea, FA Cup clean sheet, and at Italy.
Really good.
That's a hell of a month for a goalkeeper.
Yeah.
And the Yank of the month goes to Alex Morgan. Braces against New Zealand, braces against Denmark, or braces against Denmark, had an assist against Denmark, women of the match in both games. And...
A brace in the eyes of every
man. And gave every man a brace in their pants for her performance in the swimsuit issue. So Alex Morgan gets yanked.
She put in a great shift on that one.
Put in a great shift. Well, this has been the longest podcast in the history of podcasts.
Has it been?
It's close.
I think we're over 2:15.
Yeah, we are.
I believe we hit 2:30 once.
I believe we should quit while we're still a little bit behind.
Thanks. See you in a week.
Thanks. See you next week.
Zip.